This is KUT. A judge's ruling against the city of Austin has unclear implications for an affordable housing development in the southeastern part of the city. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports.
As any civic activist might do in his or her spare time, Brian Rogers was browsing a city council agenda last December. He saw a posting for a new housing development called Pilot Knob. And as he'd soon learn, the deal was pretty complicated.
It wasn't until a few weeks later did the words fee waiver sort of appear in the press, and that tipped me off that there was something happened that wasn't in the agenda item posting.
What Rogers and several council members did not understand at the time was that part of the development plan included diverting roughly $50 million in water utility fees into an affordable housing fund. But that had not been clear in the agenda posting.
So that's why I sued.
Rogers sued the city for violating the Texas Open Meetings Act. A judge ruled in his favor late Friday, and that ruling effectively voided the vote taken in December. But what does that mean for the development, Pilot Knob?
Which is a procedural question.
Well, yes, Mayor Steve Adler seems to be right. While the judge's ruling Friday undoes council's December vote on the development, construction's already started. Plus, when council members realized they had not fully understood what they voted on in December, members effectively reopened the case in March. They also asked a couple of city commissions to investigate loosening the fee structure. So these tens of millions of dollars being diverted from the water utility, does all that have to go towards affordable housing? Could it go elsewhere? That's what's left to decide. And seemingly, little's affected by this recent ruling, except as a reminder to city staff to follow state law. As the mayor suggests, city attorneys could still decide to do a little more legal maneuvering.
We could conceivably, appeal or ask for a rehearing on what the court did.
But it appears that the city's development deal is safe. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.